The issues range from where potential contracts are advertised to management questions if some small business or nonprofit doesn't have a bank account to whether a company is based in the city or in the suburbs. Schools Superintendent Kreiner Cash says he's aware of all these issues and says the district has been making great progress in increasing minority participation in sharing public dollars. Woods says it's time to fight, and the board says there are too many immediate contract approvals to fight this issue this week.
I just went to the visit for the tour of the African American Heritage Foundation. They're asking, how do they get into the game? Because these things are important to the African American community, to the self-image of these children. I want more access. And we passed the rules, and they're not following them.
This has become a wider issue as the demographic makeup of the city has changed, and more and different groups and businesses are out there looking for help or recognition of their work or a contract for a particular good or service. Wood says it isn't good enough to say purchases are being made off prices offered by New York State. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.